What I want to do is kind of talk a little bit. Let me see if I get this going the right way I did. There are a couple of ways you end up acquiring these interests. One is by contributing to the entity and getting the membership interest or ownership interest issued to you by the entity. And another is acquiring the interest directly from a person who's already a member or a partner in one of these entities. You can also acquire these interests through merger processes and things like that. But what we're really going to be doing is talking about the due diligence process that arises in these first two sets of circumstances. This is, as I mentioned, really just a checklist for everybody. Everybody in this room probably knows every issue I'm going to hit on right now. I think the purpose of this section is really to give everybody a checklist, a reminder of those things we really need to be thinking about step by step as we go through this process. I'm going to start with the acquisition of ownership interests directly from the entity itself. Typically, you're going to find that this starts with something like a subscription agreement or a booklet. There's something that is given to your client, given to you, that's describing the nature of the investment that's going to be made in acquiring this ownership interest. This looks a lot like a due diligence instrument from the standpoint of the buyer. It's got a lot of information about what they're acquiring and the terms and conditions of the acquisition. In fact, of course, and all of us probably know, this is really designed by the entity to make certain that they've met proper disclosure requirements. It's not really due diligence from the buyer's perspective for itself. It's something that the entity at that point in time is using to make certain that they've met proper disclosure. So it's a starting point, but it is certainly not an ending point in the due diligence process. The beginning point really should be with the formation documents, and you really need to grab these documents, and I said articles of formation. I know it's certificate of formation in the state of Texas. You need to grab the company agreements, the partnership agreements, and dig into the detail that you're going to find structured within these entities, especially if you're going to be asked to give an attorney opinion in connection with these transactions.